Tarih tepkisi ne?
Tarih tepkisi ne? Alam mo yung Christian na eh.
Sa
Kasi ang
plano
hirap
na
mo
eh.
naman sa panel mo kung magkano na yung sales mo to. Kinukubit mo na ngayon. Tapos kinukubit mo yung mga installment kung magkano papasok this month sa mga collection mo sa rental. So, ganun eh. So, magkano ay kaya.
Kaya ako tapos sa sobrang gahan naman, disappoint, minura mo na lang.
Ano nangyayari ka na nito? Kasi mo. Mubuhan na nito. Because nobody is going to buy against their will. Right? To get as clear as you can on an objection and try to determine what the process really entails or not. But don't push past the process to make it sound right. Rule of thumb, if the prospect pays an objection twice, it's real. No means no. As I said, objection handling is frustrating, but virtually unavoidable in sales. But if you know how to get the root of the prospect issue, deal with empathy, understand where the motivations are from, and read the kinds of interactions appropriately, you'll be in a good mood. Overcoming objections can become your best sales skill. As a sales professional, you will hear a lot more than you hear get lots. Be ready. Lalo-lalo na to those of you na wala kang sales experience. But that can be where the fun is. Kaya kaya, dami natin matututunan. Every no is a step toward learning more about your prospect and helping them solve problems through the product or service we are. Now, objection handling helps us learn how to get the root of your prospect. With a little assist, you can lead with empathy and understand the most objectives are coming from. If you read this interactive right, you'll be in a good position to handle any objection that comes up. Tapos na pala sa parking post na ito.
Jeffrey Cricket na gano'n
mas. Masaya na dito. Kasi itong mga parking post hindi nilalagay ko dito sa mga decider of the business side. Great sales people are relationship builders to provide value of their customers.